Be encouraged and get ready for a life-changing experience from the Lord as we listen to the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. Prepare your heart for the word of the Lord. And now, a moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon.
The title of this message is Birth It. This is a message to those who feel that they are too old or too barren for God to use you. We are going to peep into the life of the mother of John the Baptist. You know John the Baptist. He was the forerunner of our Savior, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, one crying in the wilderness. God wants to impregnate you with something that is going to glorify and foretell others of Jesus' second coming. Yes, you have been positioned to be used by God in these last glorious days. You are positioned to be used in these last days like never before. I want you to know that it's time for you to give birth. I'm speaking to the ones that you've been considered too old. I'm speaking to the ones that you've been considered to be barren. God is going to use you in these last days. I can see somebody laughing right now saying, who, me? Yes, you. I'm unable to give birth, not fertile. Yes, you. Old and stricken in with years. Yes, you. God is going to use you in these last days. You've been faithful and you've been true. This is your hour. Let's look at the title, Birth It. To give birth to something means the emergence from the womb into the outside world. The emergence from the womb into the outside world. God has put something on the inside of you that's going to bless others in this world. God is going to move in your life in such a way that when it comes forth, it's going to change the lives of thousands of people. Give birth. To give birth means to originate or to be responsible for creating something. You see, when you were born, God did not make a carbon copy of you. He doesn't want you to be like everybody else. He doesn't want you to try to imitate somebody, glorify somebody, walk in the flesh so somebody else can think well of you. He wants you to be unique. He wants you to be the one that nobody else could be anything like you, even if they tried. You see, John the Baptist was unique. There was not another one like John the Baptist. No, not just like John the Baptist. I need you to know that there's not another one that's just like you. God wants you to originate something. Some of us have not even given birth to some things because it seems to be so different. I want you to give God the praise for things that are so different. He's not going to ask you to do something like somebody else. What is it? When we're talking about birthing it, it is a quality considered by somebody to be the most important, the crucial or ultimate point. There are things in your life that's most important to you. I dare say if you've been serving God for many, many years, your service unto God is most important to you. Your relationship with God is most important to you. I need you to know that if you've been barren, if people don't see a whole lot coming out of you, they can't say that you've been fruitful, but you kept plugging, you keep pushing, and you keep planting, and you keep watering it, and you just believe in God. I want you to know that it is quite evident to God that the quality that's considered most important to you is not what other people say, but it's your loyalty to God, your faithfulness to God. And now we're going into a passage of scriptures that's going to bless your soul. I say it again to you, birth it. Let's look at Luke 1:5. Luke 1:5. There in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was the daughters of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Now let's look at verse 6. And they both, look at somebody say, they both righteous before God. You're looking at a priest before God, and he was righteous before God. You're looking at a barren woman, and she was righteous before God. They both were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Blameless. They were righteous. They were keeping the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord. Before the Lord. Before God. Look at somebody say, you got to do it as unto God. They were blameless in the eyes of the Lord. He wasn't punishing them. He wasn't rejecting them. He wasn't looking outside of them. He was preparing them. to bring forth John the Baptist. Look at somebody say, I am not being rejected. I'm just in preparation. I need you to say it one more time. Look at somebody else and say, I am not being rejected. I am just in preparation. Verse 7, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. They had no child. After the first year of marriage, no child. 10 years later, no child. 20 years later, no child. But they kept serving God. I need somebody to know, don't give up on your service to the Lord. Don't give up your faith. No, get this far down the road and start second guessing God now. Your breakthrough. You are on the brink of a breakthrough right now. You've got past 20 years and God is just about to move for you. Hold on just a little bit longer. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, positioned for a miracle. And they were now well stricken in years, way down the road, past 50 plus. And what? They're positioned for a miracle. And after those days, let's look at it. Verse 24. And after those days, after what days? After the days of public ridicule, after the days of rejection, after the days of humiliation, after the days of being talked about, after the days of feeling rejected, after the days where people look at you and go, something must be wrong. Have you gone through a trial like that when you know you are serving God and you are doing the best you can? And yes, there is no fruitfulness and people look at you and say, it must be something wrong. After those days of continuing to do right when everybody thinks there's something wrong with you, after those days of being tried by fire because God wants you to be that vessel that can handle the heat after you've given birth, oh my God, I want you to know that God is going to impregnate with you with something that's going to take a seasoned believer. That's why it's taking so long. You've got to be seasoned. You got to be rooted. You got to be grounded because what he's bringing up out of you is going to rock this world, and you got to be able to handle it. You got to be able to go through some things. You see, God, if you give birth too early on this Christian journey, and when the satanic attacks come, you'll fall and go hide in a cave. You'll give up and backslide, but you're too close to the end to go through a backsliding moment now. You got too many years in Jesus. You've been faithful too long. So God said, before I can let you birth it, I'm going to make sure you just like a tree planted by the river and you won't be moved. Somebody need to help me, because when Elizabeth got pregnant, she didn't care what people were going to say because she'd been talked about before. Somebody need to walk with me. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Going all the way down to verse 24 again. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. Now I need you to look at this key. And hid herself 5 months. Can you imagine? After those years. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. Get this wisdom from Elizabeth. After spending years and years and years of waiting for God, when she conceived, when she knew that God had moved on the inside of her, somebody need to know that God is going to do a work on the inside of you, and you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to know you've been changed, and you're going to know you've been touched, and you're going to know he's done a work. But you've got to spend time with God. She hid herself for 5 months. She watched her stomach grow. She went past the firstborn and it got a little bit larger. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. After 5 months of pregnancy, it was quite obvious that she was carrying something. She hid herself. You got to know how to hide yourself. You got to know how to keep your mouth closed. You got to know how to let things go through the duration. You can't talk about it too soon. Somebody say, don't talk about it too soon. Let God do a complete work on the inside of you. After 5 months she hid herself, and she spent that time, and I'm sure she was looking at that stomach grow, and I know she was feeling that baby move on the inside of her, and she was probably wondering in herself, am I going to be able to give birth? Will the baby be normal? Will the baby bring forth much fruit? What would the baby look like? I need you to know that if God put it on the inside of you, and if you could nurture it, if you could spend time in his presence, it will come out for the glory of God. I need you to know you don't need to be fearful. When God puts something on the inside of you, that's stirring on the inside of you, that's kicking on the inside of you, that others don't really know is there, but you know what's going on. I need you to know that God is faithful. It's going to come to pass. And hid herself 5 months, saying, thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Thus has the Lord, I'm looking at verse 25. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me. God is looking on somebody right now to take away my reproach. I'm saying to you, if you remain faithful to God, I'm saying to you, if you stay on this Christian journey, I'm saying to you, if you can just stay focused, God will take away your reproach. I'm talking to some pastors out there. You've been planting for years. You've been watering for years, and you're believing God to bring increase into your ministry. I'm saying if you can hold on, you will be fruitful in these last days. He has positioned you to move with greater anointing in these last days. It's going to take somebody that's seasoned. It's going to take somebody that's rooted and grounded. It's going to take somebody that has patience. And you are the one that God has chosen. Don't give up. God is about to take away your reproach in these last days. And verse 36. And now we're going to move to verse 36. And now we're looking at the encounter that the angel had with Mary. You see, Mary also had a heavenly encounter. Mary also was impregnated. Somebody need to help me. Mary also was going to carry a precious, precious one named our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mary was about to have a heavenly encounter that was going to rock her world. Mary was about to go through something that she hadn't seen before. Mary was about to walk in another level that she didn't even know existed. But I want you to see the connection here. Even as this angel spoke to Mary, the angel told Mary about somebody that had already been there. See, you don't have to be afraid when God impregnates you, when God gives you something that you know this is a different one. This is like never before. God will connect you with the right people that can understand what you're going through. Let's look at verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Can you imagine Mary's faith going to a totally different level when she found out about her cousin Elizabeth? She knew her cousin Elizabeth. She knew that Elizabeth was old and stricken in age. She knew that Elizabeth was barren. She knew that Elizabeth was living holy. And the angel told you, now Elizabeth has gotten her promise. So you can hold faith and know that what I'm telling you today about the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and you're going to conceive. I want you to know that God is able, because he's done it for your cousin and he's going to do it for you. I want you to look at verse 37, and verse 37 is a very key verse, and I want you to highlight that. I want you to look at it. I want you to meditate on it. Verse 37, Luke 1 and 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
You've just been listening to the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. If you have enjoyed this powerful message and would like to learn more about this wonderful ministry, log on to her new website at www.tydixon.org. www.tydixon.org.